Hello, neighbor. My name is Aaliyah, and today my papa is going to teach us the Bible.
I'm looking for the Lord to come. Now, he might not, but that don't mean I ain't looking for him, okay? I believe he's coming in my lifetime. My dad passed away 5, 6, 7 years ago. My dad believed from the depths of his soul that the Lord was coming to him. Remember that? He was looking for the Lord to come. Well, he didn't come during Daddy's lifetime, but I believe he's coming to my lifetime. We have to think, but that's what we call a pre-tribulation, catching away the saints. Then there's what's called a mid. Now, there's different slants on the mid. Some will put a mid-tribulation, catching away the saints. Some will put it at the very, in the middle of the week. In other words, 3.5 years into the tribulation. That's where many people would think that's where we're caught up. And I always tell them this, if you want to wait, help yourself, but I'm going on the first load. Okay, if you want to wait, just help yourself, all right? And then some will slide from the middle of the week toward the seventh trumpet. You ever heard of Marv Rosenthal? Dear man, he's a Baptist fella. Again, I say this about a lot of great preachers, and he's one that I would have great respect for. And I would say this, he's probably forgot more than I'll ever know. But he is wrong on the second coming. He's dead wrong on the second coming. He says that Jesus is not going to come until the seventh trumpet, which he's actually dated about 45 days before the revelation of Jesus Christ in one of his writings. Of course, that's a whole other lesson. So some are at the mid, some are at the seventh trumpet, which is at the end of the tribulation period. And then some believe in what's called the post-tribulation period. In other words, God's people are going to go completely through the tribulation period. And then at the end of the tribulation period, in Revelation 19:11, when it says that Jesus comes in his brightness and his glory, that's when they believe that the rapture takes place. The difference is that they are also wrong. The rapture is when Jesus comes for his saints. The revelation is when Jesus comes with his saints. But they believe that what's called a post-trib. Then there's a fourth, which a lot of Baptists are starting to go into that rank. They're called all millennialists. That means they don't even believe that there's not going to even be a tribulation period. They don't even believe there's going to be a millennial reign of Christ, a thousand-year reign of Christ. And some Calvinists fall in this, but I'm not just picking on Calvinists. There's a lot of non-Calvinists who believe this. But they believe that the church, and I use that in a generic term, I don't believe in the universal church, but they would say that the church will win the world to Christ. And when the church wins the world to Christ, then Jesus will come. There will not be a tribulation period. There will not be a millennial reign of Christ. That the church will finally evangelize the whole world and to make it so well that Jesus will finally be able to come. That's about as stupid as they get. But anyway, I just want you to understand there's different thoughts about the coming of Jesus return, and I believe, and this church holds, and as long as I'm pastor here, this church is going to hold that Jesus could come at any moment. Amen and amen. A pre-tribulation catching away the saints. And in verse number 10, notice he says, I will keep thee from the hour of temptation. Again, I went on too long about that, but from the hour, we are not going to go through any part of this tribulation period. We'll define this as we go farther into Revelation 4, 5, and 6, as we go farther into that. But just to let you know, even here in chapter number 3, Jesus promises that church, I'm going to keep you from that hour. And notice he says, which shall come upon all the world, not upon the saints. If you're a believer in Christ, I've said this many, many times. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, it says this, they that are his at his coming. Whether you're in church or out of church, it matters not. Whether you're sitting on a church pew or a bar stool, it does not matter. If you belong to Jesus, he's going to get you. Ready or not, here he comes. Are you following? Now, I highly recommend, and listen to me close, that when Jesus comes, you're not sitting on a bar stool somewhere. That's what the judgment seat of Christ or the Bema seat's all about. Okay? That we're going to be judged. And I hope that when he comes, he finds us faithful. Are you following? But just so you know, it's upon the whole world to try them that dwell upon the earth. The tribulation period is not for us. as we get further into the book of Revelation, actually the tribulation period is going to affect the whole world, but it's really directed to the Jewish people, to Israel, to prepare those people for a coming kingdom. And we'll get a little bit more into that as we go. Even though it's directed, matter of fact, this is Daniel chapter 9. 70 weeks is determined upon thy people, O Daniel. Who's thy people? Israel. 69 weeks has already taken place. The 70th week is that seven-year tribulation period. That 70th week, we'll get into that as we get deeper in our study. But it says, for thy people, it's determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. What is thy holy city? Or should I say, where is thy holy city? Jerusalem. So the purpose of the tribulation period in God's economy is to prepare the Jewish people for that coming kingdom, that millennial kingdom, and the coming king, who is Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, when Jesus comes in all his glory, and every eye shall see him, and that's Matthew chapter 24-25, we read all of that, and that's why we'll get into some of that in the book of Revelation, Matthew 24 and 25. That's the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's not the rapture. People get confused with all of that, and we'll kind of straighten up that mess. Am I going too fast? Okay, so I went too fast and then lost my train of thought. That when Jesus comes, he's going to get us all if you're a believer in Christ. Let me move on, okay? So return for the people. Let me leave this with you. Our Lord's coming, number one, is a warning to the heedless and a comfort to the oppressed. I like that. It's a warning to the heedless. I'm coming. And it's a comfort to the oppressed. I'm coming. I hope you got that. Number two, our Lord's coming is a rejection for the unbelievers, but it's a reunion for the believers. I can't wait that. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. What a great reunion that's going to be. Our Lord's coming will be great sorrow for the lost, but great joy for the saved. Won't that be something? We're to work for him every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year till Jesus comes for us. I don't know when that'll be. But our Lord's return for his people is verse number 10 and 11. Let's close with this. Our Lord's reward to his people in verses number 12 and verse number 13. Look at this. Him that overcometh, and I won't have time to go into this, but you're one of two people. You are either an overcomer or you're being overcomed. Hope that makes sense to you. You are either an overcomer or you're being overcomed. Okay, well, to the overcoming, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. He's going to do something special. And he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven, and I will write upon him my new name. I miss verse number 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. By the way, you know that you can lose your rewards. Here's a verse that shows that. Be careful. Be careful that no man, what thou hast, you've gained some rewards, some crowns, so to speak. Do you know you can lose them? What an awful thought to think that you're running this race, so to speak, and you're almost at the finish line. You're about to cross it, and you quit. You give up. That's a whole other message. But the Lord said, hold fast. Stay with it. Don't quit. What's that verse in Galatians that talks about we shall reap if we faint not? Ain't that in Galatians? I think that's in Galatians, yeah. If we shall reap if we faint not. What if we faint? You ain't gonna reap. It doesn't mean you're not getting saved. It does not mean you're not going to heaven. Salvation is a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. But these things are rewards that you've earned them. But be careful, the Bible says, that you faint not. Don't you quit. Don't lose heart. Don't give up. And then he says, hold fast that which thou hast, that you've gained, that no man can take thy crown. He's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about these rewards, these things that have been promised you, that I say promised you, you've earned, that you can lose.
Thanks, Papa. Listen again tomorrow, and happy birthday, Papa.